From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, as South Korea marks Memorial Day, President Lee Jae-myung says the government will confiscate the wealth that pro-Japanese collaborators accumulated during the 35 years Korea was under Japanese occupation. The ruling and opposition parties call for a thorough probe into the shortage of ballot papers at several polling stations during the June 3rd local elections. And the Korean won weakens against the greenback to its lowest level in 17 years, breaking the 1,560 level during intraday trading. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. The government will launch an investigation to track down the ill-gotten gains left behind by Koreans who collaborated with Japan during the Japanese occupation of Korea in the early part of the 20th century. Speaking during a Memorial Day ceremony, President Lee Jae-myung pledged the initiative to find and seize those wrongfully accumulated assets as he commemorated Koreans who sacrificed everything for their country, including those who fought for independence from Japan. Kim Bum-soo has more.
President Lee Jae-myung says the government will confiscate the wealth pro-Japanese collaborators accumulated during the 35 years Korea was under Japanese colonial occupation. In his speech at Seoul National Cemetery on Saturday to mark the 71st Memorial Day, the president revealed his plans to track down those he called disloyal to the Korean community.
Through the Act on the Confiscation of Pro-Japanese Property promulgated June 2nd, we will investigate and recover assets unjustly accumulated by pro-Japanese, anti-Korean collaborators to hold them accountable and set an example to prevent any recurrence.
Last month, the ruling party passed the legislation in the absence of most lawmakers from the main opposition, abolishing a similar law introduced two decades ago that was never strictly enforced.
As we honor those who defended our community, it is also a crucial duty entrusted to us to punish those who betray the community to serve their own interests. Only when dedication is exalted and betrayal is condemned can a national community achieve social justice and unity for its continued existence and development.
The new law enables the confiscation of assets from pro-Japanese collaborators, as well as the gains their descendants made by liquidating those assets. The special act will revive the Investigative Commission on Pro-Japanese Collaborators' Property, which was disbanded in 2010, and give it a new five-year mandate. The investigators will then have the daunting task of determining which assets should be seized 8 decades after the defeat of the Japanese Empire. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
Both the ruling Democratic Party and the main opposition People Power Party are calling for accountability over the shortage of ballot papers in some parts of Seoul during Wednesday's local elections. The Democratic Party is seeking a parliamentary investigation into the matter, targeting the National Election Commission, while the PPP has called for a special counsel probe in addition to a parliamentary investigation. Speaking to reporters on Friday, DP floor leader Han Byung-do said his party will push for bold reforms to make sure the election watchdog has the public's trust. PPP leader Jang Dong-hyuk said at a Supreme Council meeting on Saturday that the Election Commission's briefings can no longer be trusted and it is difficult to be certain there were no shortages elsewhere in the country. Jang said the matter should not end with the resignation of the commission's chairperson, Noh Tae-ak, but that all its commissioners and regional committee members must be held to account, and he called for discussions to revise the Public Official Election Act. Ex-President Yoon Suk-yeol has appeared before a special counsel team to answer to charges of power abuse and obstruction of rights in connection with messages he intended to send to the U.S., justifying his failed attempt to impose martial law. Yoon, currently in custody at the Seoul Detention Center, arrived at the special counsel's office in Gwacheon, just south of Seoul, Saturday, marking his first time appearing for questioning since the new investigation was launched in February. He is alleged to have directed the Foreign Ministry and the National Security Office to send messages to the United States and other nations, justifying his martial law declaration as legitimate. The National Security Office is suspected to have delivered Yoon's message to the National Intelligence Service a day after he declared martial law on December 3, 2024. The special counsel team alleges that the message was translated into English at the spy agency and briefed to a CIA official. The exchange rate has broken 1,561 against the greenback during trading for the first time in 17 years. Nighttime trading ended at 2 a.m. Saturday at 1,559 South Korean won against the U.S. dollar, with the local currency weakening by 19.9 won from Friday's daytime closing, as foreign investors sold off Korean shares. And the Iran war continued. The rate had risen as high as 1,561.5 won against the greenback before nighttime trading ended. The closing rate is the highest since March 6, 2009, when the exchange rate recorded 1,597 won against the dollar in intraday trading during a global financial crisis. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has inspected a navigation test for a newly built naval destroyer that tipped over during a launching ceremony last year. The North state-run Korean Central News Agency said Saturday that Kim boarded the 5,000-ton Dangeon destroyer 2 days earlier to observe an assessment of its maneuvering and operational capabilities. Kim, who was accompanied by his daughter Jue in photos released by the KCNA, expressed satisfaction over the vessel's cruise and high-speed mobility systems. The regime leader then said building a naval force that can reliably take charge of a key part of the nuclear war deterrent and strike enemies underwater or above water is the most important task under the ruling party's 5-year national defense development policy. The U.S. government has authorized the potential sale to South Korea of Joint Direct Attack Munition, or JDAM, precision bombs and related equipment. The United States State Department announced the decision in a statement published on its website Friday, estimating the cost of the potential government-to-government foreign military sale at $106 million. South Korea has made a request to buy 708 KMU-557 JDAM tail kits, 58 KMU-572 JDAM guidance kits, and other items, including weapons support equipment and U.S. government and contractor engineering, technical and logistics support services, according to the department. The department said the proposed sale would improve South Korea's capability to meet current and future threats by expanding its critical air defense capability in the region and ensuring interoperability with U.S. forces. Overcast skies are in the forecast nationwide on Sunday, with rainfall expected in the country's southern regions and on Jeju Island. The Korea Meteorological Administration predicts up to 20 millimeters of rain for the southern part of North Gyeongsang Province, South Gyeongsang Province, and Jeju Island, starting Sunday morning. The eastern part of the Jeolla provinces will likely see rain starting Sunday afternoon, but most of it is expected to subside by Sunday evening. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.